Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, snap. You're actually in the joint. Have you seen my little emoji joint?
Yeah.
What is it?
Somebody throwing a peace sign.
But who's in the background?
I can't tell.
He's like, you look really sus in your picture.
Yeah,
And
no. I
I
don't
just
know
want
who.
Swan to do
Somebody picked that. I don't know who did.
that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yo, we gotta do this on for 30 minutes, though. I'm about to
Oh,
leave in 30 minutes.
no.
Yeah, so we just have to, like, don't look at the time. If you have to, just turn your phone over.
If anything, we should play a song and then talk about the song after that.
Yeah, I already have. I don't know if I can. Well, I'm not sure if I can do that. Because I'm scared, because Wesley, I don't think I can, like, have cuss words in it or something like that.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah, because they don't know. I don't want to hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean, bro.
Because I'm not the type of person to hurt nobody, are you? You aren't.
No, but I
That's what
know
I'm saying.
somebody like that. But let's not talk
Yeah,
about
like,
that.
thinking about it today, somebody said something about
Okay.
they wanted to get hurt. I'm like, what?
Bro, let
Like,
me
right
tell you
before I left the
something.
gym.
I was over there packing
Yeah.
my bag because it was time to go because the wall was closing. And all I heard was, I want to get hurt. You know, that's the weirdest thing I ever heard, honestly. Like, that was weird.
Exactly. Like, why would somebody say something like that? Like, who wants to get hurt?
I don't know what's going on at home, man. Maybe something's just going on.
It's so odd.
Maybe something
Damn.
going on at home. Maybe they're not getting enough hurt at home, you know, so they want to get hurt at out in public, you
Maybe
know.
they're not getting enough grapes.
Grapes.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Levi.
grapes, have you ever had cotton
Yeah.
candy grapes?
No, I don't think those are good. Well, I think I have. I don't think they're good. I got some grapes in my refrigerator. I just ate them a second ago. It was good.
Hey, why don't you think they're good?
Because they're probably, I don't know. I never actually even thought about it. I don't even think I've tried them before. And if I did, I probably didn't even notice. You tried them before?
Cotton candy grapes?
Yeah, cotton candy
Yeah,
grapes.
those are real good.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, they were good last time I ate them.
But you just said they're not. Okay.
Yeah,
Like, all right, so let's see. What is your opinion on water?
water,
Yeah.
like agua, like the stuff I put in my body every day.
Yes, sir. There's many
You
different
talking about
types
it?
of water, but they all cause different prices.
Yeah, like the Migos prices, like that don't stop. But what water, Joe? I don't know, like.
Okay. I was actually talking about the water you drink, sir.
Oh, my opinion on water? I think water is very valuable because you need to drink it and it also helps you lose weight. Water is very
Why
important.
is it different prices, though?
Why is it different prices? I think water is different price. What are you talking about? I think water is different prices because I think it's because of how much the company like pays to package the water. Like you can't just send water in a plastic bag and expect people to drink it. That's disgusting. I don't even want to think about that. So I think companies have to pay money for like the specific bottle they use, and I think that's what makes water cost what it costs. But I'm not gonna lie, water that costs like $2 and stuff, that's kind of ridiculous because I think all water is the same, honestly. But I guess maybe since they proclaim that they add electrolytes and stuff like that, they bump the price up. Yeah, what do
So
you think about?
I think that if water is different prices, then it should have some type of difference in it. Honestly, some water is just different prices because they're trying to get more money.
Yeah,
But
but that's because some companies are like, well, I think the companies that are smaller are the companies that end up like raising the prices more because they're trying to get to the same level as other companies. Like, there's this one water I think called matter of fact, let me not say none. But there's this water that they sell in like the fresh market and stuff, and it's like they talk on the bottle says how it provides electrolytes and so on and so on and replenishing minerals. But and it's like the bottle water is really expensive. It's like $4 for a bottle. Like it's not. It's like really expensive. It's not like buying freaking Great Value water. But I think like larger companies, water is like so cheap because like they're already at that point where people predominantly buy it. It's like they make enough money off of like, you know, one store selling their brand of water than probably the smaller companies do in general. I don't know. I don't know. I was kind of trying to dumb too. Let me stop because I don't want to hurt myself, nor do I want to hurt you. But I mean, look.
Okay, I mean, that was pretty good. I like your
Yeah.
explanation.
Yeah, let's just clap real quick. Was good.
Okay.
That was good.
How do you feel about the Lakers not making the playoffs?
The Lakers not making the playoffs. How do you feel about it?
Well, I bet I know how LeBron feels, but that has nothing to do with me. I feel flabbergasted. I think it's wonderful that they didn't make the playoffs. It's about time we see somebody rather than LeBron going against the Warriors.
Yes, but matter of fact, I was thinking about that the other day. I think that LeBron is like, I think, like, I keep saying the same thing. I think LeBron is at the point where his career is dwindling down and he could, like, care less. Like, I don't think, I'm not sure he could care less, but I think, you know how when you play at the Y sometimes and it's like after you ran, like, 5 games straight, like, you get a team, I know that's crazy, but you get a team, like, that's really good and your team wins over and over and over again. And it's like, when once you get to, like, that sixth game and, like, people that are, like, the same level as you, like skill levels, you come in and they start playing you, and you're burnt already. Like you slowly just start to like you're already ready to go home and stuff. Like you could care less if you win or lose. I feel like that's how LeBron's mind is at this point. Cause like that's what I was saying about the YMCA. Like you won 5 games. LeBron's won like two, I think 3 championships in total. But like he's won already. Like it's not like him going to the finals or going to the playoffs isn't nothing new. Like he's done that already. He's been there. Like. I mean, yeah, everybody wants to keep winning, but like he's already done that. I think he's just like to the point where he's like, you know, if we lose or win, I got my rings, I've got this, I got these awards, I'm slowly passing Michael Jordan. Like I've done, you know, what most people can't say they have done. Like I feel like he has that mindset now. He's going to home to his family, he's like freaking Bronny, like, man, let's go freaking play 2K or something. Like he probably could care less about anything, right? I don't know. But maybe I'm not making the play. I wasn't surprised. I think that the Lakers were kind of hyped up a lot before this season. Like, I don't know. Just because you got LeBron doesn't mean you won't freaking like. Oh, excuse me, I'm talking. Just because you got LeBron doesn't mean that you're gonna like smack everybody in the freaking league.
Oh.
But you know what's crazy though? I
What?
was also thinking LeBron is like he moved from the East to the West, and the Western Conference is harder. Like, this might sound dumb, but I just have like this little theory. Like, I just be like, it's like, I think that when LeBron was in the East, he was so used to playing these teams with like one or two all-stars. But like, once he went to the West, like when he was playing with Cleveland, him and Kyrie were like two all-stars. And like, he was so used to like playing like the Wizards and the Knicks
Superstar.
and like, yeah, he was used to playing like normal, like, I mean, teams with one superstar, not teams with freaking five or two. I mean, not two, five or three or four. Like, he's in the West now. Like, when he was in the East, like, he was so used to that. Like, all they had to do, like, when you play in the East, like, I was thinking about it. Like, when you play in the East, all you usually have to do is stop that one super, and you usually, like, win. But, like, when you come to playing in the West, like, teams have more than one superstar. So, like, stopping one doesn't mean that the other won't do much as more. Like it's hard to like play the teams in the West. Like for example, the Warriors. Like in 2015 through like 2016, when Steph had like started making his name for himself, and he was like going eight, like him and freaking Draymond and Klay Thompson and I forget who else, but they were eating, and it was three of them. So I mean, like it was hard for teams to like stop all three of them because like. All three of them did something like different, and I think LeBron's having trouble like also adapting to that. Like, if you know what I'm saying, because like it's not like do you like I mean, be honest, do you expect somebody like freaking Kyle Kuzma or Rajon Rondo or Contavious Caldwell-Pope to go out there and like guard James Harden and Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant. Like, do you think that these players are? I mean, obviously, yeah, they obviously gonna shut them down like 0.0 rebounds. I mean, what? Yeah, they're 99 overall. It's like walking gods. I mean,
yeah, especially Kyle Kuzma. Think,
yeah, no, especially Contavious Caldwell.
Yeah, he's a nice.
Like, he's he is. Remember that time that he came in the court and windmilled on LeBron? That's always.
Yeah, you remember that time Curry? He did a 360 on Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I don't remember that. Yeah. You right.
You got it.
You right. That was like that was like last year, wasn't it?
You got it. Well, what do you? Let me think. Let's see. How's school going?
What school? I mean, how's school? I kind of miss Heritage. I miss like going to school and like laughing every day. I laugh every day at Holy Cross, but it's not as good as a laugh. It's just be boring sometimes. What about Heritage? The guys have been there 2 years, man.
Heritage? It's okay. I mean, I've isolated myself from a lot of people that I used to hang out with, and I don't talk to a lot of people there all the time like I used to, because some people you just can't trust. You can't tell people a lot of stuff. Because they'll just go behind your back. Yeah. So I don't trust a lot of people. But,
It's like the same way, Holy Cross, sorry, I didn't even, like, cut you off, but it's sort of the same way, like, in ninth grade, like, I've been in public school, like, all my life, so, like, I'm so used to, like, I don't want to say normal people, because everybody in my eyes is normal. Like, there's nothing different about anybody when I look at them, regardless of their circumstances. But it's like, I don't know, it's like, when I went there, I met, like, a whole different type of, like, people. Like, I met a whole different group of people. And, like, being in, like, public schools for so long, like, being used to, like, fights and this and that. Like, when I went there, like, none of that even happens. And, like, the people there, like, most of the people there have never been to a public school. Like, they've never been around, don't mean to say it like that, but they've never been around, like, real people of our age. Like, they've been around, like, these same people for, like, 14, 15 years. Like, and it's, like, when they sometimes they be doing weird stuff. Like, you know how, like, in ninth grade, remember how, like, before I left, like, remember how we used to always deal with, like, a lot of sneak dissing and stuff? People would say, like, stupid stuff and, like, stuff like that. Like, they be doing stuff like that. And, like, I remember, like, no, let me not say nothing bad, because I don't know who's going to listen to this podcast. Really don't. But, okay, but no, but like, they do be doing weird stuff, and I just be like, I just kind of like look at them like, what the world, like, people be saying stuff, and like, when somebody actually like, because I'm so used to like, being like, alright, Justin, you know how like, in public school, like, think about an eighth grade, like a Dumbo, you remember how like, when somebody did something, and somebody was like, it like, offended somebody, you know how most people like, confronted that person, like, nobody like, most people expect it, like, for that person, like, somebody, say Jim Joe said something bad about Bob, like, you know, like, most people in, like, public schools, most Bobs are going to confront Jim Joe, like, they're not just going to, like, sit back and be like, oh, it's, woe is me, it's fine, it's this and that, but, like, the people, like, Holy Cross, like, they're like that, like, they sneak this, and then they think that there's going to be, like, no retaliation, like, it's really I, and I can't even put words in detail. Like, I wish you could come there for one day. You probably wouldn't like it as much as I. Yeah, you probably wouldn't like it like that. I'm not gonna lie, it is boring. I'm still trying to figure out if I want to go back next year. I don't know. But I also read this Bible verse today. I mean, not Bible verse. You know the trust God book thing? It said something about no. I don't think it was trust God, but it was, I saw this thing somebody posted. It was like, focus on God instead of focusing on like, the circumstances. And that zone was deep, because like, sometimes I was a lot, like, I do be focusing on the circumstances. Like,
I'd
be,
yeah, like, I think that was trust God. Like, for example,
I sent it to you like 11 or something like that. It was like this morning, but That zone is tough. Like, because sometimes I have a tendency, like, when basketball season was going on, like, at school, I had a tendency to, like, because I wasn't even getting playing time like that. And, like, I'm not going to lie, like, if I was, like, more, like, if I had confidence, I'd be straight. Because, like, I know I'm not that confident at points. Like, I know I'm not confident like that. I really wish I was. Because if I was confident like that, like, I'd probably be on a good road.
Are you?
I'm kind of, like, my road is kind of
good. How is your road right now?
My road is straightening up because ever since I like started becoming like closer to God and stuff, like things like a lot of doors have been get a lot of things have been opened up. Like I might not really fully see it, but like sometimes like things happen and I be like, dang, like that's like all God. Like I see things happening before me and all I can say and think is that like I probably couldn't have done it like if it wasn't for God because some things would be happening and it'd be like. Why would this happen to me? Like, not in a bad way, but like in a good way. Like, more things like you don't deserve it, but it's actually like being provided to you.
But, you should start reading.
Like, that's what I was saying to you.
I said, you should start reading.
Reading what?
Books. No book in particular. I don't have any advice for you rather than the Bible, but.
No, I actually like do read devotions or something. Like, I read like a couple of devotions. Some devotions be like real, like they be like I'm a teenager, so I have to like read into a devotion.
I have a teenage Bible. I haven't read it yet because I'm reading a book in class called Black Boy, and I told my friend Malachi that I would read the teenage Bible after we finished the book, but. The stuff in the book, it relates to what we're going through currently. And I think it would be a good thing for you to have one of those books.
Yeah. I mean, I've been reading devotions. Like, no, for real, some devotions be, like, tough. Like, I actually can, like, understand what the person's saying. Because there was one devotion I read about this dude who tried out for the Phoenix Suns. And he was talking about, like, failure. And he was, like, saying, like, because I'm not gonna lie, I've always been, like, scared to fail. Like, that's the reason I'm not, like, confident like that because I'm so afraid of, like, making mistakes and failing that I worry and I overthink and analyze things and I end up, like, making things – I end up making the problem, like, quadruple the size than it really should have been. Or it shouldn't have even been a problem. But me, like, being scared to make mistakes and fail, like, I end up, like, weakening my own self and, like, eating my own self alive. And that's what I've been working on, like, trying to just be confident. I've actually, like, made a lot of headway, like, for real. Like for example, like, this Saturday when we was at that tournament, like, most times when I play basketball, like, I usually don't even put the ball on the floor, like, in situations like that. I actually, like, ran the one, like, the entire day. Like, I've never done that in my life. And it was, like, all because, like, I was, like, not in my head. And to be honest with you, after, like, it was, like, all God, because, like, to be honest with you, like, if I hadn't, like, had developed some type of relationship with God, I don't think I even would have done any. I don't think I would probably been there Saturday. Like, that's what I mean by like things just like happening like that I'm not really aware of, but like they actually are happening. Like, just like slowly doors are being opened and I'm being placed in positions that are very, very, very beneficial. Like, they're not screwing, like, I said that weird, but they're not just like messing up my chances of doing what I want to do in the future. It's actually like better than my chance. Kind of tough. But like, sorry, I know I keep going back, but like, thinking about like this year playing basketball in school, like, it was weird because I remember like last year, I remember I played like a lot, and then this year I don't know what happened, but I just got like, I basically rode the bench like the entire year. Like, I could not wait till basketball season was over. Like, after about the fourth game, I could not wait until, like, the season was over. The season just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Like, we brought these foreign students across seas to, like, play with us. And I never thought that, like, it could have got any worse, but it did. Like, every game brought a new problem. Like, it was so odd. And I just wish that – I wish things could have gone better, but they didn't. But, like, that's what I was saying, just, like, praying about things and just, like, not focusing on the circumstances, but focusing on God. Like, it helps you, like, get out of, like, tough situations. Sometimes you got to clear your mind, bro. Just be like, Because, I mean, we're all humans. You got to be, like, fertilized. I can't do it on my own because I know damn well I can't do nothing on my own. The best I could do is, work really hard because, like, hard work beats talent. When talent yes, don't sir. Work hard, like, you got to work hard. And, like, everything else, you got to put in God's hands. Because, like, God, like, will provide, like, everything in you. On the contrary, like, you got to, like, play your part. That's what I wrote in my journal one time. I was just, like, you just got to, like, work hard and, like, play your part. And then God will do the rest.
Would you say that you have a strong connection with God?
I wouldn't say it's strong. I'm trying to, like, figure out how to get closer. Because people, like, I keep seeing, I don't know, I keep seeing these things, like, where you have to seek God to, like, really, really find him. But I don't understand how you seek God. Like, I think I'm seeking God, but I'm not sure if I am.
I know what
like,
you mean.
I read the Bible, I pray, I go to church, this is that. But I'm not sure if I'm doing it correctly. I don't know. I'm not going to say that it isn't. It's actually a lot better because in like last year, in like 2018 or so, that was last year. But like, I used to like to almost, I almost became like an atheist at one point. Like, I actually started to like draw myself away from God because I didn't even want to be part of that stuff, to be honest, at one point. Because things were going, like, terribly wrong in life. Like, it was getting bad, and, like, it was almost like my back was against the wall, and then the wall in front of me was closing in. Like, everything was just been worse and worse and worse. But, you know, I just, like, then 2019 came around, and, like, I just started, like, praying and stuff and just being, like...
You know why?
Like, being dumb.
Do you know why everything changed? Like, you started praying and all that? You know why?
No, I don't know. I just tried it.
And were you hoping for an immediate response or immediate change?
Joe, what is happening to you?
What are you talking about?
Is your face in a pillow?
No.
All right, but say this again. Sorry, you was like.
Were you hoping for a quick change in your life when she started praying? Because some people expect God to work in an instant.
Yeah. No, I used to think like that because that's why I like started to also like further myself away from like Christianity and stuff. Because I used to think that when I prayed, like that God would like. Do things exactly when I wanted them to. And that's also something I wrote in my journal. I wish I could send you the stuff I wrote, like, in my journal, but you probably wouldn't be able to see it because I think you deleted messages.
No, I don't have messages.
But, yeah, I thought so. Yeah, but I wish I could, like, send it to you because some things, like, I'd be writing in that little journal I downloaded, it'd be, like, tough. Like, I actually be starting to realize stuff. But, yeah, I used to be exactly what you just said. I used to pray and then think that things would happen instantly.
I used to be like that. Too.
And then, like, when it didn't happen, I just, like, started to, like, say, fudge this. Like, I would just be, like, forget God and forget, like, all this Christian stuff because it obviously doesn't work. Like, I used to, like, talk to my mom and stuff. Like, I used to be, like, why is it, like, when I pray that, like, don't nothing happen? I was, like, I used to even be, like, this bad thing, like, even for real, was just, like, are we just praying to, like, if we can, like, I don't know, the universe or something like that. I used to actually think like that. And then, like, I don't know. Then 2019 came on. It actually just changed. A lot happened in 2018. A lot happened. Like, my eyes, Yeah, I can say that. My eyes, my mind, it actually, like, opened. Like, for sure. I experienced things, like, that I wasn't used to. I experienced things that I wasn't used to at all. Like, it was things I was, like, doing that were really new to me. But I've also learned a lot from 2018. So it's good. Everything is cool.
Have you learned to learn from your mistakes or to fail in order to succeed, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, after reading a devotion about failing, I've actually learned a lot about not being afraid to fail.
Because
you have to fail.
And that's one thing
because failing.
Excuse me, what did you say?
Oh, my bad, sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Go ahead.
That's one thing I had to let myself know, that It's okay to fail. I mean, I don't like losing or failing, but that house where you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. After reading that devotion thing, I keep saying that, but when I read that, it was talking about like just like not being afraid to fail. And he was like, when you're afraid to fail, like you don't, I forgot, I hadn't read it. I read it something like 8 weeks ago. It was a while ago. It was like when I first started reading them. But he was just talking about like not being afraid to fail or like chasing failure. Cause I mean, not chasing like for real. I'm just like fail on purpose. But like try to succeed, but if you fail, it's perfectly fine. Cause like failing not only teaches you your rights from like wrongs and stuff, or like just teaches you in general, but also like failing and making mistakes are like bricks. And like every time you like, if you unintentionally like fail and make a mistake, like you slowly start to like build like these stairs until like you like, I guess, reach success or something like that. That's how I be thinking of it. Like every time you fail and make a mistake unintentionally, or like just fail and make a mistake in general, like hopefully if you're learning from it, like you're placing these bricks down that will eventually lead you to success and make you a better person. So.
Yep. Well, yeah. Let's talk about somebody we both know dearly. His name is Samir Woods.
Samir?
How do you feel about Samir Woods?
About how he looks? No.
Does he give you any type of inspiration?
Uzi give me any type of inspiration? I don't know. I really like his music. His music has always been tough. Like, I swear I was one of the first people to find out about Uzi. Like, I would tell that story, but it'd be too long. But Uzi, I've been messing with Uzi since like he first came out. But I don't know. I don't really get inspiration from him. If I get inspiration from anybody, it's X. Like, I learned so much from that dude. I wish he had never died, but things happen. Like, facing reality, things like that have to happen. It's sad, but that's how.
Did you cry when he died?
But no. Yeah, I did. I don't even lie. I did. It was actually sad because I used to listen to his music a lot. I used to sing. I used to listen to his music, like, to get me through, like, really bad times. Like, really, really bad times. Like, when I say bad, like, I mean, like, the walls is on top.
And was this in 2018?
Why are you making it sound like Judge Judy? You make it sound like I committed a crime.
Why are you making it sound
no,
like
yeah, that? It's like, no, this was all in 2018. That's an X down last year. Yeah. His music used to actually help me get through a lot. I don't even know how I found out about X. I think it was through like Perion. Now I just found out. Everybody knew him, but I didn't really listen to his music like that until like the end of 2017. Not the end, but it was around like November or so, 2017. And then like I was like, oh snap, this guy is kind of tough. After I heard that question mark album, I was like, oh snap, this dude's all right. And then I started listening to him like more and more and more, and getting more into his history, and then, like. I just started, like, he was almost like a brother. Because, like, he also, like, even though I didn't know him like that, I actually had plans to, like, meet him one day. But even though I didn't know him like that, like, the way, like, he spoke, like, he was almost, like, family, just, like, not actually there. He was a cool dude, though.
That's nice.
He was a cool dude. And then I had to put you on X. Because he was acting odd too. That's okay.
I was acting odd.
Yeah, the whole time I do actually hope Uzi drops that album.
I do too.
Man dropped that.
The way you look at X, I look at Uzi, honestly. Like, I really like his music. And if he died, I think I would cry. I'm not even gonna lie. I would feel bad.
Oh, dang. I don't know. I think they're both really good, but if I had to be honest, I think X is better than Uzi.
Okay. That's what I thought you said. Now, let me offer this as a rebuttal.
Let me offer this as a rebuttal.
But,
Dang gay.
Oh.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't even mean to hurt you like that. But, what was I about to say? Life is going well, I assume. I'm glad that you're in the right state of mind. And this podcast was a blessing. And am I blessed? You know, honestly, right now, I've been feeling quite blessed lately. But before the end of this month, I was not feeling so blessed. Like, I was going through a little stuff.
Are you stressed?
What did you say? All right. Anyways, like, I wasn't feeling too good. But you just got to pray every day, man, honestly. I read where they talked about praying about the same thing every day. And, or they said, you can't pray and expect it to come if you're not trying to make it happen.
Yeah. That's what I was telling you about. That's what I was telling you yesterday. We was, before we went to, like, bed, when we was playing, the PS4, that's what I was telling you about, like, I forgot what we were doing, but I remember it was either you or Chris or something, and I was talking about, like, how, like, I read, like, something just like that. It was, like, you can't pray to God to, like, something like, yeah, remember when I was talking about me playing tennis, and, like, how I was, like, I can't pray to God about me playing tennis in, like, the Wimbledon if I don't even freaking practice tennis. Like, that'd be retarded. Like, God's not, sorry, I didn't use that word, but that'd be ridiculous. Like, God wouldn't bless me to freaking play tennis, like, pro tennis like that if I don't put in the effort. Like, that's what I was trying to tell y'all yesterday. But that's what I meant by, like, playing your part. Like, you just got, like, if you want to do something in basketball, football, or sports, or whatever it is that you persevere and had aspirations to do, like, you, when you're a Christian, like, you have to work hard or work towards that goal or whatever it is that you want. Because if you just pray to God and think that he's just going to, like, magically put you in the spot to, like, successfully do what you want to do, like, I don't think it's going to be like that. Or at least I don't think so.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
But make sure you always pray.
By the way, yeah, you have to. Things can be tough. You don't want to duck that, because, I mean, you duck that.
Yeah, you're going through a lot of stuff.
I don't think God wants to hurt us, but.
Whoa, how do you think this was, Slack? This podcast.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it was good, because actually, I think we're at 33 minutes.
We are.
All right, Joe. How does it go again? All right. Water. Well.
James. Came up.
Pets. In the mail.
Losey.